You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of power, where God, the only living God, is the power. He is the source. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And we are seeking Him, hallelujah, by way of our praise on this day. And in this month, my Father wants us to praise, lift a praise unto Him, that we're setting ourselves in a pursuing Him by way of our praise. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, this is time for Yahweh. This is our time with God. I am Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praising the Lord. We are praising the Lord. We are refining and growing our spiritual practice of praising the Lord to the point of being independent of the earthly circumstance, independent of the earthly situation, independent of the earthly condition, independent on what is happening in the land, but dependent on God. And as we are dependent on God, I can learn and discover and find and seek a praise in Him, that my circumstances is not choking out our praise, and the problems is not choking out our praise, and the affliction and the storms and the trials is not choking out our praise, and the overwhelm is not choking out of our praise, and the discontent and the dissatisfied is not choking out our praise, and the waiting is not choking out our praise, and the grief is not choking out our praise, and the pain is not choking out our praise, and pride is not choking out our praise. Hallelujah. For our praise in the Lord and our praise unto the Lord is non-negotiable, and our praise to the Lord and our praise in the Lord is unconditional, and our praise to the Lord and our praise in the Lord is a steadfast, hallelujah, firm, firmly fixed, hallelujah. And so, God, we are praising you today. Yes, that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Yes, God, hallelujah. We are pursuing the presence of God. We need the presence of God, hallelujah. We need the presence of God, hallelujah. And we are pursuing your presence via our praise, oh God. Ooh, kaya rabasa. We are practicing the presence of our Lord and Savior by way of our praise. We are protecting the presence of our God, Hayarabosa, in our life, protecting that space of His presence by way of our praise. We are pleading, hallelujah, for more of the presence of God, by way of our praise. And so, God, we just right now, we humble ourselves. Right now, oh God, we exalt you. Right now, we declare, hallelujah, that you are the great I am. Right now, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Ah, there we are. Ah, there we are in your presence. We thank you for your presence right now. The Bible tells us that when two or more of us are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. And so, God, we thank you that you are in the midst. This is the sure thing. And God, we thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you, and we're not allowing our feelings and emotions to choke out our praise unto you, oh God. For you inhabited the praises of your people. The Bible says, let everything that has breath. I have breath. Ooh, Shaya Rabos. I have breath. You have breath. Ow, we have breath. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we have breath. So in this shut up place, in this stuck place, in this problematic place, in this toiling place, we have breath. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. We praise you, oh God. We praise you. In the little place, in the financial little place, in the financial waiting place, in the financial lacking place. Wait, let me check. We have breath. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. In dealing in the hospital place, the doctor place, the pain place, the having to take the medicine place. Wait, let me check. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In the waiting place of God. In the stagnant place. Wait, let me check. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The Lord, in the seemingly going around the mountain place. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, in the stressful place, in the distressed place. In the burden place, in the heavy laden place. Oh, wait, let me check. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We thank you, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you in the relational distress place, in the lonely place, in the waiting for God to move place in that relationship, in the marital afflicted place, in the divorce place, single place, happily married place. Oh, wait, let me check. Oh, yes. Let everything we have breath. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In the weak place. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hallelujah. In the weak place. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Wait, in this place too, where everything coming at me from the left and the right, from the, if it's not from the, if it's not one thing, then it's the other place. Wait, let me check. Do I have breath? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, yes, God. You inhabit our praises in the midst of. And so, God, we invite you in the midst of. And, God, we praise you in the midst of. Oh, God, and where we feel surrounded, oh, God, we lift up a praise to you. Where we feel underwhelmed, we lift up a praise to you. Where we feel overwhelmed, we lift up a praise to you. Where we feel overlooked, we lift up a praise to you. Where we feel insecure, we lift up a praise to you. In the confident place, we lift up a praise to you. God, we lift up a praise to you, oh God. We need your presence in our life, Jehovah Shalom. We need your presence in our life. We want more of you and more of you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. More of you, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner. More of you, Jehovah Sabaoth, our Lord of hosts. Oh God, we need need more of you who fight our battles. Yes, we need more of you, and we praise you. And so we praise you because we need more of you. We need more of you, resurrection. We need more of your resurrection. We need more of our Redeemer. Oh God, we need you. And so we praise you, oh God. This day we need more of you. Oh, our very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, we need more of you. And so we praise you, oh God. We thank you that we can abide in your presence and you abide in the praises of your children, in the praises of your people. And so, Lord, we lift your name on high. Yes, we lift you up right now. Lord, we love to sing your praises. Hallelujah. We're so glad you're in our life. Yes, Lord, we're so glad you came and saved us. Hallelujah, Lord. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. Our debts were paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. Yes, God, we exalt you. Mm-hmm. We bless your name, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present, the Lord is there. Oh Lord, we praise you. Oh Lord, our Prince of Peace, we praise you. Oh, we praise you, El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Oh, we praise you, El Olam, our everlasting God. Oh, we praise you. Emmanuel, oh, we praise you. We spend some time right now praising you. We fix our minds to think on you and to praise you. We fix our hearts to be filled with a praise unto you, that out of the abundance, out of the abundance of our heart, out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks praise. Oh, I need to fill my heart. Let us fill our heart with praise. We're practicing this praise. I'm practicing praise. I'm intentional about praising my God. Make us sensitive to the opportunities to praise you. And these are not opportunities of convenience. And these are not always opportunities of feel good. And these are not always opportunities that make sense. But Lord God, Reba Sandere Araboso, when I feel the frustration rising, I lower it and I bring it under subjection and we praise you. When we feel the emotions of anger and despair and hopelessness arising, oh God, we arrest it and bring it under subjection and lower it and exalt a praise unto you. When we're feeling stressed out and worried and full of angst and full of fear, Lord God, we wrangle it in and bring it under subjection and cause a praise unto you to rise. Oh, Lord God, yes, we're praising you, oh God, until, yes, Lord, until praise is just pouring out. Praise unto my God is pouring out. A trust unto my God is pouring out. A faith unto my God is pouring out. An endurance in my God is pouring out. The words of God is coming out of my mouth. Oh, we can pay attention to where we are, the condition of our praise, just by what's coming out of our mouth, my God, today. And so it's not even for us to be critical in that place, but to be aware and become like astutely aware, keen, cognizant to, oh, wait, hold on. I'm going to start putting praise in this place where I've been nursing hurts. I'm going to start putting praise. Oh, God, we praise you. Instead of nursing the wounds, we praise you. Instead of nursing the hurts, we praise you. Instead of nursing the words that someone said or didn't say, words of rejection, words of betrayal, words of abandonment, words of abuse, words of injustice, words of mistreatment, we curse those words, cancel those words by lifting, scatter those words by lifting and causing a praise unto you, God, to arise. Woo! Woo! Lord, we praise you, God. Oh, Lord, I praise you. Yes, God. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, oh God. I need you to inhabit this place. And so we're praising you. I need you to inhabit. We need you to inhabit our home. And so we praise you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It starts by us praising. God wants to tell some of us today, instead of putting your words on it from an earthly perspective, put your words of praise on it from the heavenly. Oh, yes, God, we're praising you. Oh, yes, God, we are acknowledging you by way of our praise. Oh, we are acknowledging you. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. And so, Lord God, we are acknowledging you today by way of our praise. How can I acknowledge God in all of my ways? By praising you, by praising him. Yahweh, Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Jireh, Adonai, you're manifesting now. You're manifesting now. We need your presence, Lord. Yahweh, Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Jireh, Adonai. We're manifesting now. You're manifesting now. We need your presence, Lord. Yahweh, Rapha, Elohim, Shaddai, Jireh, Adonai. We're manifesting now. You're manifesting now. We need your presence, oh God. We need your presence. One more time. Yahweh. We need your presence. Rapha, healer. We need your presence. Elohim, Almighty. Shaddai. We need your presence. Jireh, our provider. Adonai. You're manifesting now. We need your presence. You're manifesting now. Hallelujah. Ra, our shepherd, we need your presence. Yerabasiki Anarabosa. Elroy, the Lord who sees, we need your presence. Ah, yes, God, we need your presence. Jehovah Mekadesh, we need your presence. Jehovah Sikhanu, the Lord, our righteousness, we need your presence. Oh, we praise you. We cannot make ourselves right. You made us right. And so we praise you. We praise you instead of being in ourselves and seeing what it's wrong, and seeing the wrong, and recounting the wrong, and remembering the wrong, and rehearsing the wrong, we stand in Jehovah Sikhanu, the Lord, our righteousness. You have made us right, and we praise you. Oh, we praise you into a new perspective. Oh, we praise you into a new mindset. Oh, we praise you out of the past. past. Oh, we praise you. How are we released from the past? By praising you. Release from the shackles of the past. Release us from the looking of the past. Looking to the past. Remembering the past. Recalling the past. Celebrating the past. Ah, shako, rebasa, rebasa, and rabasaya. Setting memorials up to the past. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you, the God of now. God of the living, not God of the dead. God of now. We praise you and cause you to pull us out. Our praise unto you will pull us up out of the past. Loose us from the past to be in the right now faith to receive. Hallelujah. Reba sahab. To be able to be directable. Oh, how can we become directable? Ah! By way of our praise. Oh, God, we thank you for the anointing that is released on us as we are praising you, that we are directable, that we are malleable, that we are rebasa, flexible, that we are adjustable, adaptable. Ah, yes, to the Spirit of God. Rebasa. And so we got to praise you. And so we praise you. We stir up an atmosphere of praise, that we need your presence. That we need your loving hand. Yes, God. Rebasa, robosia. That we need, oh God. We need, oh God. We need, oh God. We need, oh God. We need your presence, Holy Spirit. Ooh, yes, God. And we thank you and we praise you as you're ordering our steps. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We praise you as your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, we praise you. Even in the word that had us to step out one foot and we're waiting for you to release the next word for the other foot to step. God, I'm going to praise you in this one step place. I'm going to praise you in the process. We're praising you, oh God, through the valley. Through the valley, we're praising you. Through the wilderness, oh God, we are praising you. Through Rebasaya, Rebasa, the shut up place. Because even the shut up place is a through, is a path through. Oh, how do we know? How do you know that? How do you know that? Well, if we take a look at the children of Israel who was shut up at Pahaharoth, amen, hallelujah, in Exodus 14, we see the Lord God lead them to be in a place of looking like they shut up between Migdal and the Red Sea, and God is the one that created a way. Yahweh made a way where there was no way. And so we praise you, for you are a God who makes a way where there is no way. And I thank you, oh God, for the vision that comes when we praise you. Hallelujah. That you begin to order our steps in the most impossible way, in the most unusual way, in the most strange way. Oh God, yes, we praise you. In the desert place, we praise you. Because we see God. We see Yahweh occupying and working his powers in the desert place. How do I know? How do we know? How do we know? Well, if we go to the wilderness of Shur, S-H-U-R, the desert place of Shur, S-H-U-R, in Exodus, I think it's 15, right after they crossed the Red Sea, right after they crossed the Red Sea, they travel 3 days with no water in this desert place. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, what are our desert places right now? What are our wilder places right now emotionally? Wilder places personally. Wilder places inwardly. Wilder places outwardly. Wilder places even occupationally. Oh, God. Rebasaya. Wilder places. Within ministry, wilder places, in the marketplace, wilder places, what are they? And we see that the children of Israel, as they traveled, and there was no water, and then it came to a bitter water, and in their grumbling, let's just stop right there real fast. Father God, where we've been grumbling, we now set a praise. Lord God, we repent of that place, meaning changing the way we think and turning and reorienting ourselves to you, that grumble is no more, and we're releasing a praise, that the murmur is becoming melodies of praise. Kia basaya unto you. Moses acknowledged God, and God showed Moses a branch to throw into the water to make the water sweet. So what bitter in our life? The bitter places in our life. Oh, we set a praise in that place. The Bible says in John that God is the vine, and we are Jesus being the vine, and we are the branch. So we take the branch of us and release a sweet savor unto God of praise in those bitter places, and see God turn the bitter to sweet, and see God turn the ashes to beauty, and see God turn the heavy laden place to a garment of praise. Oh Lord, we praise you today. Ooh, we praise you, Yahweh miracle worker. Ooh, we praise you, Kayarabasa. Rebasa, we praise you. In this same, in this same wilder place, desert place of Shur, S-H-U-R, if you go to Genesis 16, you see Hagar, she flees from the mistreatment, from the distress of her mistress, Sarai. Amen. And she flees to and finds herself in this land, this desert place of S-H-U-R, Shur. And there she meets the angel of the Lord who found her. The angel of the Lord found her. Ah, even as we're praising, God knows how to find us. As we're praising, God knows how to, whoever we've been interceding for, how to find them and bring them into the kingdom. Oh, God, in the distressed place, the mistreated place. Oh, God, Rebasaya, you see the oppressed place. God, you are a God that moves in those marginal places, that tend to your people, that have a love for us that is so overwhelming and so beautiful. And then, so God, as we praise you this day, I thank you that your love is overtaking us. Your love is comforting us. Your love is bringing unto us peace. Your love is bringing resolve. Your love is bringing unto us healing, Elroy. For she named the well there Behala Elroy. I believe that's correct. I'm not looking in the scripture right now, but it's in Genesis 16. Elroy, the God who sees, our Lord who sees. And he goes on to speak to her about how she's going to have a son, and tell her about her son Ishmael. Ishmael meaning God hears. Oh, as we praise God, we can stand in the confidence that he sees. Oh, as we praise God, we stand in the confidence that he hears. As we praise God, we we stand in the confidence that God will speak and minister to us. Oh, we need you to speak to us, oh God. We need you to minister to us, oh God. We need you, oh hallelujah, and we thank you. And we thank you, Lord. Elroy, we thank you. Miracle worker, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. There was also another wilderness. See, we can praise in the wilderness places. There was a wilderness of sin. Where the whole congregation of the Israelites grew discontented. Oh, here they go, murmur. Rebelled. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Instead of us being stubborn of heart, we praise you. We recognize. Help us to recognize and see. Cause us to become aware, oh God. Make us make it not easy for us to walk in sin. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Make it not easy. Make it not easy. Make it not a light thing. The Bible says in 1 Kings 16 that it was a light thing for Ahab to walk in sin. Today I pray, our prayer is, as we praise God, cause it not to be a light thing to walk in sin. Cause it not to be a light thing for us to murmur. Cause it not to be a light thing for us to rebel. Cause it not to be a light thing for us to disobey. Oh, yes, God. Cause it to not be a light thing for us not to surrender. Cause it to not to be a light thing for us not to submit to you. Cause it not to be a light thing for us not to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow you. Cause it not to be a light thing, oh God. Rest on us, Holy Spirit. Rebasa. Cause it not to be a light thing for us to go without praying. Cause it to not be a light thing for us to go without praising you. Cause it not to be a light thing without us going in the daily of picking up our word and reading it. Oh God, cause it not to be a light thing to have an attitude. Ah, yarabasa. Cause it not to be a light thing for us to just recount just carnal words. Cause it not to be a light thing for us to be carnally minded. For to be carnally minded is enmity with God. Ooh, shakarabos. So cause it not to be a light thing for us to be in the carnal mind. Oh God, rest on us. Oh God, rebasa. Let your presence overtake us. Hallelujah. That reba sandia basaya, our nature is praised. Oh, that our identity is praise. Oh, hayerabosia tabasa, that we're known by our praise. Not a contrived praise, but a true, authentic praise that comes from the place of our secret place with you. Woo! Jesus! Hallelujah! Jesus, hallelujah, rebasa. Ooh, in that wilderness of sin, Moses didn't even say anything to God, to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses that he is providing manna, which means what? Which means the Lord heard the people and responded. Oh, there we go again. God hears and is responding. Lord, even in our practicing a place of praise, it's not about perfection. It's us evolving into being transformed into becoming more like Christ. So as we are on this journey, in the non-perfection of the thing. It is well as long as our hearts are turned to and our mind is turned to and our eyes are turned to, that even God speaks in response to our cries. Let it not be a light thing that we continue. Let it not be a light thing that we are okay with not desiring to look more and be more and love more like Christ. Oh, Lord, thank you. Yes, God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, oh God. We praise you. Oh, we praise you, oh God. Oh, we praise you, oh God. Rebasa. We praise you, oh God, because you meet us in the remote places of our life. Oh, how do we know? How do we know this? Because there was a remote place of where the people following Jesus to hear Jesus. Came to a place where the compassion of Jesus speaks for the disciples to feed the over 5,000. And the presence of God in that remote place. How do we know the presence of God? Because Jesus looked up to heaven. Mm-hmm. It said in scripture that Jesus looked up to heaven, giving thanks. And then they began to disperse the what was not enough, and it became more than enough. So in our little, in the remote place, in the little of energy, in the little of time, in the press of the thing, oh, we can release a praise unto you. Oh, we look up to heaven. Oh, we give thanks. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord. Oh, we thank you, O God. And oh, we rejoice in you, O God. For you are able, we're not, but you are. We don't know, but you do. Ah! And if any one of us needs to know, is you. And if any one of us need to be able, is you. Rebasayabaha. And so, God, we release a praise unto you. Oh, Lord, we lift up a praise unto you. Ooh, yes, God. We lift up a praise unto you. Not because we're wanting you to do something for us. Mm-hmm. Although we are in need, and although you supply our every need according to your riches and glory. But God, it is my personal prayer that we are not a people that is seeking you only for a thing, but that we will seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And then all the things will be added unto us. But we're seeking you for the relationship of you. Oh God, that our desire is you. That we're not so focused on the increase. And Lord, increase me, but increase me to have a praise in you. Uh-huh. How about that increase? Or how about decrease me so that there's an increased praise unto you? That I'm focused on you, oh God. And yes, God will bless us. And yes, God will reveal. And yes, God will do, because we're meeting God. But my personal prayer is that we each day fall in love with God, fall in love with Jesus as if it was the first time, but yet go deeper and yet wider and yet discover new heights of a love for Jesus that only he can introduce us to. It is the sweetest thing I know. Yes, Lord. He is the sweetest thing We know, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, that we're not seeking you, seeking you with the true hidden heart intentions of we really just care about you blessing us with the things or in the homes and advancing us. Because you know the true intention of the heart, but our true intention is because we want to discover more of you. Because we want to be more intimate with you. Because truly we can experience heaven on earth, but it takes you to bring us into such living. Such spiritual strength. Such spiritual God-centered, Jesus-centered awareness. We praise you, O God. And as we praise you, the prayers make us more aware of you and instead of the storm. Make us more aware of you. I'm reminded right now, and I can share this, that in my readings and studyings of things through the course of seminary, I came across John Wesley, who was a theologian and a missionary and a co-founder of the Methodist movement. He was on a ship on the way to America. And on this ship on the way to America, crossing the Atlantic, he was on the ship with a group of missionaries themselves, a group of Moravian people. I can't get in the fullness of it, but just for it to capture in this moment of what? What are we talking about? God awareness. Jesus awareness. Blinded by Jesus, no matter what is trying to come up, but you're not distracting me off of Jesus. So on this ship, on this ship, John Wesley calling himself, being a missionary, encountered some missionaries. And in that encounter, Rebasa Taraboso Kulhe Rebasa Reboso Rebasa Kia Taraboso. And in that encounter, they encountered a storm, a violent storm. The Moravian people stood up, gathered together, and began to praise Jesus. Began to praise the Lord. John Wesley was filled with fear. The Moravian people were filled with praise. Same storm they're encountering. John Wesley... It made John Wesley marvel. It made him, I'll say that they were like a burning bush for John Wesley. To the point where John Wesley inquired and sought and recognized that he doesn't have the relationship with Jesus that he thought. It is possible. And we see this in scripture with Jesus being on the boat and the violent storms come in and the disciples run to Jesus. Jesus having a calm in the midst of the storm and the disciples having a fury and a fear. It's possible that we are not dictated by the winds and the waves and the seas of life. It's possible that life more abundantly looks like praise in the midst of those winds and waves and seas of life. It's possible that life more abundantly looks like Reba Sandaraboso. Looks like Reba Sandidia. a faith that's immovable in the midst of the winds and waves and seas, in the seas of life, the troubles, the turbulence. It is possible that we have a immovable, steadfast faith. It is possible that we have a hope, Rebasaya, that is not shaken. It is possible. And so in this month, we're praising him. We are praising our God. We are dedicating ourselves, devoting ourselves to God. Cultivating our relationship, seeking the presence of God by way of our praise. Yes, that's what we're doing. And so, Lord God, we bless your name. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for meeting us in this place. We thank you for leading and guiding us in this place. We thank you for leading us and guiding us through whatever it is that we find ourselves walking through. Good, bad, and in between, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We bless you, Lord God. And we glorify you, Lord God. Yes. Sweet Jesus. Here we are to worship you. Here we are to praise you. Here we are to say, Lord, we trust you. In Jesus' name, here we are acknowledging you. And as we praise you and grow in this place of praise, teach us all the ways that we should be acknowledging you, need to be acknowledging you, and make us aware of where we're not acknowledging you. We praise you, Father. We love you. And we thank you. And we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. We will be back here tomorrow, 11 a.m., another hour of power, another hour of his presence, another hour of praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And in the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Ve'yasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. And that's why we praise.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.